So how do we exercise faith over fear? I gave you a little handout. I want you to take it home with you this week. Put it someplace where you can see it. Read, study, meditate on the Word of God. Remember who you are and whose you are. We're children of the King. What can happen to us? Identify what you're afraid of. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Ask for help. Listen to His voice. And when you hear it, be quick to obey. Don't hesitate, even if it doesn't make sense. Encourage yourself. Be courageous. Be bold. Put on the whole armor of God. Walk in the strength and the power of the Spirit of God and walk in His love. Close with a scripture from the Old Testament. There's a real popular song about it right now. But it's Psalm 34:4. I sought the Lord, and He answered me, and He heard. He delivered me from all my fears. So I hope you'll spend time with the Lord this week and study what the Bible says about fear and ask Him to uncover those parts in your life that are being impacted by fear. And as you do, the Lord's going to strengthen your faith, but He's also going to give you the courage to face those fears and to step into a life of freedom. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for reminding us that we do not have to live in fear. Help us to trust You when we're afraid and to rely on You for Your strength, Your love, and Your courage. Teach us to walk boldly in faith, knowing that You are always with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.